What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I am your host, Mike Milner. And today we got a hot topic alert. We're talking about weight loss injections, weight loss medication, weight loss drugs, however you want to classify them. That's the topic today. Seems to be all the buzz. It seems to be what everybody is talking about and discussing. So I might as well revisit this conversation because it's something that I touched on a little bit a while ago, actually. It was trying to remember how many episodes back. Quite a few. But now we have more info and more data and more anecdotal evidence. So we can revisit the conversation of, should you be considering weight loss injections? And I think I might surprise you. I think you might think you know what I'm going to say. Maybe you do, but I might surprise you here. Anyway, before we jump into that, it's the best part of the week. The best part of the week is where I get to deliver a free supplement to you. Yes, you. I'm talking about Predict the Unpredictable. That is your username with our review. So every single week, if you leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you're eligible to win a free supplement of your choice from one of our sponsors. We've got three wonderful sponsors. We've got Legion Athletics, we've got Organifi, we've got Cured Nutrition, and you can pick any product you want. Between the three of them, that's got to be, 50 to 100 products, probably somewhere in that range. And you can pick any one that suits your fancy and you get it delivered totally free. So this week, the winner is Predict the Unpredictable. And the review is titled Practical Advice. And the review says, love the honest talk and practical advice. I'm tired of hearing about the philosophies and theoreticals. Here, you can hear how to apply in real life. Thank you so much, Predict the Unpredictable. You can email me, mike@peakoptimizationperformance.com to claim your prize. And that's actually my intent. My intent is to give you the real life practical advice that you can run with on your own. Take it and run with it. Or you can use that to get the help that you need in some way, shape, or form. But I agree. I do not like to hear about theories. It's just that theoreticals sometimes don't really apply to real life because real life is messy and unpredictable and nuanced, and it's different for each individual. So that's why I like to break things down from personal experience and client experience, and also blend that with research. And I think if we take all of those components, it gives you, the listener, the ability to discern, like, what is relevant for me? What can I take and apply? What can I ignore? I kind of view this, it's like a buffet, right? It's a buffet of information and advice, and you can eat what you want and leave what you don't. I think sometimes we think we have to eat all the things at the buffet, but we don't. We can pick and choose. Oh, this tastes really good to me, and this doesn't. So I'm going to take some of this over here and leave this over here. That's how we should approach information. We acquire information and knowledge. What applies to you? What doesn't? Take what you need, leave the rest. Anyway. The other thing that you can do for me before we jump into this conversation is you can share the podcast. One of the best ways you can do that is, first and foremost, subscribe and follow. So if you're not subscribed to the show, you're really breaking my heart. I'm sad, and I'm sad that you won't take 5 seconds for me to do me this favor. Please go subscribe and follow wherever you're listening, whatever platform. There's a lot of podcast platforms, so I can't list them all, but every single one of them has a button that you can push, and it takes all of 5 seconds. And all it does is subscribes you to the show so that I look good for the algorithm and that the podcast gets shown to other people who might be interested. And the only thing that you're committing to is a notification of new episodes being released. That's it. And you can even silence those notifications, so there's zero burden whatsoever and a lot of upside because you're spreading the word to other people. And then, of course, you can just share it directly. That's the other thing you can do is you have a friend, a family member, a person that you work out with, people at your gym. You're like, hey, there's this cool show. This guy, he's really has a hard time communicating and stumbles over his words, but he doesn't edit anything. He just lets it fly and he goes on rants. And sometimes he curses too much and he talks way too much about his dogs and other meaningless crap. But mixed in with all of that, there's some little minor gems of information that we can take away and then you could share the episode. So before I fully dive into this conversation, because it's definitely a heated, charged topic. So the last time that I posted about this, about weight loss injections, weight loss medication, man, I had people coming out of the woodworks, coming at me. And that's how you know that a topic is very divisive is when you get people who are like, they straight up hate you because you don't confirm their beliefs. And that's a whole topic for another day. Just the ability to hear something that is in opposition to your existing beliefs and not be so reactive. And So this was a separate post. What did I post? I posted something about metabolism. Oh, that's what it was. It was basically like, and I was trying to be funny, but it was like, yeah, it could be your metabolism or it could be the glass of wine that you drink every night. It could be the shit food that you eat. It could be the fact that you haven't gone for a walk in, 6 years. So I posted all of that. And then I got accused of mansplaining, which is hilarious because I never said anything about women. Like I never specifically in the post never said anything about women. But there's these two individuals who were telling me that I was mansplaining. They start calling me fat and ugly and bald. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, yes, I'm balding. Okay, that one's true. But fat and ugly, come on. Anyway, it's just, why can't we hear something that we don't agree with and just be like, I wonder what the opposing perspective is and if I can sit with it for a second and see if there's any validity to it. Now, I did this exact thing with weight loss injections because originally I was like, fuck that. There's no way, like this is the shortcut. This is the quick fix. This is going to be so damaging. People who do this are just taking the easy way out. This is just a money grab. And then I was like, let me learn more. So I wanted to have Dr. Nadolski on the show, who a lot of people are familiar with his work. He is really funny on Instagram, if you don't follow him. And we kind of view this very differently. He was tagged in the post that I made about weight loss injections and basically was like, no, these are really helpful. And I was like, well, that's great that you have a differing opinion. Let's talk about it on the podcast. So he agreed. And then he canceled on me once. And then he canceled on me a second time. And then the third time I had to reschedule because of travel. And then I reached back out and tried to get him a couple times to reschedule. And he's now resorted to ghosting me. It's okay. I'll get over it. So I was really hoping to have this as an open dialogue type of conversation with somebody who is in the trenches prescribing this medication, who has been in the field for a long time, an obesity doctor who has firsthand experience in working with patients and using weight loss medications like semaglutide, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro. Those are some of the popular brands. Basically, all the GLP-1 agonists, which are just making you less hungry. it's basically working on your, it's like some kind of a protein that triggers your satiety hormones or suppresses your hunger hormones. And so you don't feel very hungry. And in fact, in many cases, it can make you feel sick to, physically sick to eat. So it reduces your calorie intake to very low amounts, just naturally because you're not hungry, and then you lose weight because you're eating low calories. And anyway, so I'm going to get into all of that. But what I did was I sat with the perspective that he was presenting about the risk associated with being morbidly obese and potentially having other comorbidities, and the usefulness of a medication as part of an overall intervention. And so you might think that immediately I'm just anti-weight loss medications, but I'm not. I'm anti things that lack context. So I think it's important that we understand context. Having done my own due diligence and looking at research and talking to people who share differing opinions, my feeling is that there is a certain subset of people who can and who have benefited from the use of these medications, drugs, whatever you want to call them. My biggest gripe is really twofold. Number one is they are being way overprescribed. And everybody agrees with this, by the way. This is not like my belief versus like even Dr. Nadolsky, other people who are prescribing them, even people who need them for like, you know, diabetes or for other reasons are saying that they can't get it because it's being overprescribed at such a high rate, especially with people who are just using it for like vanity weight loss. It's like, oh, I just have like 10 more pounds to lose so I can whatever. And they're, you know, still able to get it. So that's my first issue, is being overprescribed. My second is that we're not really talking enough about the side effects and the potential cost. And when I say cost, I'm not talking about money. Although, yes, there is a financial aspect to it because it's not cheap. And a lot of times it doesn't get covered by insurance. I've seen multiple situations where the drugs are not being covered through insurance, and people are paying out of pocket a significant, $1,200 a month type of thing. And that part, like, we also can't ignore that cost, because as you'll hear in a bit, like, this might be a lifelong commitment. You might be signing up for life to be on these medications. But I'm talking more in the context of cost, with the outcomes that may not be all that desirable. And it's actually interesting that these medications aren't, in certain situations, I should say, aren't being covered by insurance. We had a really interesting case where I had a new client who wanted coaching, and she actually tried to get her insurance to cover. She had like 30, 40 pounds to lose, or has 30 to 40 pounds to lose, and her insurance wouldn't cover the medication. And we just rolled out a new option where we can do a benefit check to see if insurance will cover any aspect of nutrition coaching, which you would think, like, way better chance of getting coverage for weight loss medication versus nutrition coaching. But it turns out she was able to get over 60% of her coaching investment covered, where she could get the medication covered, but she could get coaching, which is amazing, because now she'll be able to lose the 30 to 40 pounds without any medical intervention. She'll be able to do it, you know, purely holistic through lifestyle intervention, nutrition, movement, recovery, stress management, all the things that we do, habit creation, behavior change. And it's actually saving her over $1,000 a month. So she's saving $1,000 a month, and she's saving herself from some of the potential side effects, which is cool. I'm happy that we are able to do that. And we've had several people lately who have been able to get really, really quality coverage through our new option, where we can do a quick benefit check to see if there's any part of the coaching process that can be covered. So anyway, I think when it comes to the cost, really what I'm looking at, it's the metabolic effects, which should come as no surprise. I talk about metabolism quite a bit because it is something that we know so little about, but we know how important it is, and really how it's like this adaptive reactive system that controls everything when it comes to our body composition and really our health as well. So if we think about it, what do we know to be true about very low calorie diets? We have a lot of research on very low calorie diets. Now, weight loss medication, weight loss injections, it's not a diet. You can eat whatever you want. However, you will not be able to eat very many calories. So we can pull from research on very low calorie diets that tell us your metabolism downregulates, your sex hormones drop, your thyroid tanks, and you experience muscle loss in almost every case. In almost every case. So now we're creating an internal environment where we physically can't eat very much due to the nature of these medications, the GLP-1 agonists, which simply blunt hunger signals. And like I mentioned, can make you physically sick or nauseous from eating. I want to take a brief pause in this episode so that we can talk about cured nutrition, cured being the game changer for quality sleep and stress management and reducing anxiety and helping you to show up feeling like yourself on a daily basis, because that's what happens when you get better sleep. When you're able to manage and reduce stress, when you're able to manage and reduce anxiety, you feel more like yourself. And that's why I never, repeat, never go to bed without taking my Serenity gummies. And in fact, right now, and this is time sensitive, right now, as of listening to this, if you make any order from Cured, you'll get a sample pack of Serenity gummies. So if you've been kind of on the fence, not really sure, they sound amazing, I want to try it, but I don't know if I'm ready to fully commit, go make a purchase. Go order, like I would say, go with the Calm Caps, because everybody needs help with reducing anxiety. So go order some Calm Caps, get your 15% off and get your Serenity gummy samples and see for yourself what a difference it can make for your sleep. Or you can go with the Zen Caps or the Night Caps if you want to really focus on sleep quality. You can get the Rise product if you want help with focus, but just go to curednutrition.com/popfam, P-O-P-F-A-M. Use the code popfam at checkout. It's cured, C-U-R-E-D, nutrition.com. And the code is P-O-P-F-A-M. And you get 15% off all their products. And right now, if you go order, you'll be able to get the Serenity gummy sample. And the Serenity gummies are truly like life-changing. I'm telling you, every single person that I've talked to that has had either themselves or somebody that they know who's like the person that nothing works when it comes to sleep, I give them some Serenity gummies to try. And they're like, get me more of those ASAP. And I'm like, here you go. Here's your promo code. Go order them. But now you can get the sample pack on your own. Just go order some Calm Caps or some Zen Caps or the Night Caps or the Rise product. They have amazing, amazing products and just the greatest people, truly. So go to curednutrition.com/popfam. The code is popfam, 15% off. Get your sample pack delivered of Serenity gummies. And now let's get back to the episode. Now you'll hear people who are like vehemently against these drugs in all scenarios. Like it doesn't matter context. Like I don't care what the situation is. I am against it. Those people will tell you, you know, there's these really dangerous side effects like pancreatitis and stomach paralysis and gut issues and like all this stuff, which we do have documented cases. Like there was the woman in Australia who unfortunately died from pancreatitis from the medications. And so there's those, but those are, I can't confidently speak to the likelihood or the frequency or, you know, it's all of those things are warning labels. And I think it's important to recognize that, you know, the way that the studies, when you do studies on a drug intervention, side effects, all that stuff, any single case during a study has to be reported as a potential side effect. So if somebody was in the study on these weight loss drugs and had a single case of anything, that has to be reported as a potential side effect. So I don't, it's hard for me to say, I don't really like to fearmonger, but I do like to create awareness to say that these are situations that we have seen occur, and I can't speak to the frequency, how likely it is to happen and all that stuff. But what I do know is very likely to happen, which not only do we have research based off of low calorie diets, but actually research based off of these very medications, is that you will lose muscle mass. It's happening at a very high rate. So that trade-off alone comes with a number of consequences. The first part of it is for the vanity people. The vanity people who are like, I'm going to go to my med spa and get these drugs to lose the last 10 to 20 pounds. Here's the problem. When you lose weight from muscle, you end up looking the same, which can be really frustrating because you see the scale going down and you're like, ooh, look at all this progress I'm making. And then you look in the mirror and you're like, wait a minute, I thought I was 10 pounds lighter. I look exactly the same. Yeah, because you lost muscle. The look that you're going for, the vanity look that you're going for, means you're maintaining or even building muscle and losing body fat. So I learned that the hard way during my crash dieting days, where I just kept seeing the scale go down and my body composition still sucked. And I was just a flabby, flatter, skinny fat version of myself that I did not like whatsoever. So that's on the vanity side. But more importantly, muscle is literally a life preserver and a life extender. There's a strong, strong correlation between muscle, strength, and living longer. Okay, we see all that in research. It's literally a life extender and a life preserver. Things like grip strength and leg strength and muscle mass have all been correlated with living longer, better health markers. And the last part of that is that muscle is a huge component of your metabolic engine and metabolic capacity. So we're basically taking your metabolism and taking the almost like the metabolic currency. If you think about muscle as your metabolic currency, we're just draining the bank account when we lose muscle. And it's not something that can be easily deposited. It's something that takes a long time to earn. It's like you spent all these years earning and saving, and then all of a sudden in a 6 month, 12 month period, you've just cashed out your entire savings. So you might be thinking, well, okay, if I don't want to lose muscle, then I'll just strength train while I take these medications. And that's great, great thought process, but it might not be enough. And the reason is that when your calories are so low, where you physically can't eat more than, you know, 800, 1,000 calories, 1,200 calories, which is typically what we're seeing. Physically, I can't eat past this amount. I feel sick or nauseous or whatever, or I just have zero desire to consume food. You're going to have a hard time with energy levels and actually lifting heavy. You're going to have a hard time recovering really well from that training. But more importantly, you're probably not going to get in enough protein just due to the lack of appetite and desire to consume. And again, even if you go to somebody who is very pro weight loss medication, and I'm using an example of Dr. Nadolski, who just because I know he's a trusted resource, a lot of people know him. He's you know, a big name in the industry. He posts about these drugs all the time. And he even said in a recent post, I think it was in the comment section of a post. I don't think it was a post itself, but I believe it was in the comment section, that his estimation was that most people will who are on these medications will need to be on them for life. And that if and that 80 to 90%, this was an estimation, that 80 to 90% will gain it back if they come off the drugs. And I hope I'm quoting that correctly, because that was in the comment section of one of his posts. Again, I would have preferred to have this conversation with him directly so we could have the open dialogue. So, go swarm his page and be like, yo, when are you getting on Mind Over Macros? Because this was supposed to happen. I'm hoping that we can still do it at some point. So I'll keep sending the reminder emails for him to reschedule. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. the bottom line is that if there's a good chance that you're going to gain the weight back when coming off the medication, there's a good chance that you're going to lose muscle mass while you're on the medication. We really have to be calculated about it. I think that the most important thing is let's make the decision from a place of awareness. Let's look at the side effects. Let's look at the potential cost. And again, I'm not just talking about the financial costs, like overall, what's the cost? What could go wrong? What's the best case scenario, worst case scenario? Let's look at all, you know, talk to people that you trust. I think my biggest gripe is that there's a narrative going around right now that these medications are a panacea to weight loss. And I just think that it's really misleading. And that was the vibe that I got when I made a post a few months ago, and I got a lot of haters coming out of the woodworks about that post. The problem that I had was they were not willing to accept any downside whatsoever. Like, that to me is a major red flag. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There's no such thing as just a free ride without any cost. Like, it just doesn't exist. And so the lack of acceptance of potential downside just was a major. And I think that we see this narrative in the media that's like, if you don't accept these as like the solution, then like you're a horrible person and you're fat shaming or you're whatever. And that's like that narrative has been prominent. We see it all over the place. You don't have to look very far to see that narrative being spewed out. Like, why can't it be new? Like, why can't we have a discussion about who it's for and who it's not for, about the pros and cons, about the, you know what I mean? Like, why is that so complicated? Why does it have to be this all or nothing type of dialogue? And it just doesn't make sense to me why we create this massive divide. I think that most of us recognize that things live in the middle. And I don't agree with people who say there's no use case for this under any circumstance. And I don't agree with the people who say this is a panacea, this is the best thing that's ever happened to weight loss. I think that we have to recognize that most things live in the middle and it's context dependent. Like, can they be helpful in some cases? Yeah. Can they cause more long-term damage in some cases? Yeah. Each individual has to do their research. And when I say research, I don't just mean your doctor said, like, we've had so many people who were not good candidates to use and didn't even want to use these drugs, and their doctors are pushing it on them and saying, well, I can get it for you. And like, well, what would be the purpose of using it? Well, I can get it. Like, it's available, so you should use it, which is just crazy to me. Considering the potential cost, considering the long-term implications. So it's more than just my doctor said so. I get it. You know, you want to have the conversation with your doctor. Let that be one conversation of many that allow you to make an informed decision. And I think that that's the bottom line. I think that anytime we see this narrative of, you know, it's the end all be all, it's the greatest thing in the world, it should trigger a skeptical reaction. Like, there's probably more to this than is being let on. And I think this is a case where there's absolutely more than is being let on. And once again, I'm saying that while I'm also saying that there are specific use cases that I think it would be beneficial. One of my good friends has an older brother, one of my best friends has an older brother who is using it. I think he's a perfect candidate. I've known him for a long time because I'm this particular friend. I met him in high school and I'm old now. So I've known his brother through him for a long time, and I know that he's a good candidate for it. I'm just like, let's talk about nuance. Let's have a conversation and raise awareness around all of the things that we should be considering. Even just recently, I had a client reach out who was like, you know, my doctor is just pushing this like really hard, and she's not that far off from where she wants to be. And it just doesn't make sense to me in those situations why this is being, and again, the overprescription, like, why are we just shilling this out left of, like, as if it's, you know, something that's totally, it's like we're have like a lemonade stand on every corner and we're just pushing these drugs. Why? Is it the financial incentive? I'm not sure. But it's weird. It's weird to hear those stories from clients. Oh, and this is not a one-off story. I'm talking about multiple stories of clients not even wanting the medication, just the doctor being like, well, you could stand to lose 10 to 15 pounds and I can get it for you. So do you want it? And they're like, no. But sometimes there's that little voice in the back of your head that's like, well, wouldn't it be easier if I just did? And yeah, it'll be easier to lose the 10 to 15 pounds if you just did, but remember the cost. Do you want to be on this for the rest of your life? Do you want to lose muscle mass? Do you want to be physically sick when you eat and, you know, potentially? Do you want to gain the weight back if you come off of it? And I think my hope is that this creates more of a demand for lifestyle changes and behavior change. Because inevitably we're going to continue to see more and more rebounding effects of coming off the drug, gaining the weight back. And I think I'm just hoping that there's a net positive where we really double down on the lifestyle sustainable component of this, because without it, none of it matters. The medication doesn't matter. None of it matters. Doing it any type of way, any diet, anything that you do to lose weight, it doesn't fucking matter if we don't have the lifestyle component, the behavior change, the mindset change, the habit change. None of it matters unless we have those pieces in place. So and maybe that'll be the net positive, is that it's almost like the slingshot effect where we're pulling, because I think we're seeing people who feel less inclined to take the lifestyle approach because they're on the medications, using those, you know, those types of medications. I'm hoping that after the slingshot goes in one direction, it'll fire us into the long-term sustainable direction. Maybe that could be a net positive when it's all said and done, but I don't know. I think there's still a lot that will be learned. I still think we're going to have a documentary come out one day that reveals a lot of stuff that we weren't really sure about, that kind of all comes to the surface. And I don't know what that's going to look like, but I'm here for it to find out. Anyway, hopefully this was helpful and at least gives some awareness and some thought provoking ways of analyzing, is this for me? Should I be taking this? And what does that all look like? So I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you want to share, you can just hit me up on Instagram at coach_Mike_Milner. And I will talk to you next time.